I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is COVID-411, the latest on Omicron and other COVID variants and new hotspots for February 22nd, 2022. If you want something to worry about, you can continue to worry about the Omicron variant BA2 because it's spreading about 30% more easily than the first Omicron, which, as we recall, spread pretty darn fast. Infectious disease experts are keeping a close eye on it because they assumed it would take off in the U.S. like it has in Europe. So far, that hasn't happened, but it's steadily spreading even as the Omicron surge keeps dissipating. Britain is scrapping the self-isolation rules starting Thursday to jumpstart the country's economy. People who test positive will no longer have to self-isolate for a minimum 5 days. That does not apply to Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, which set their own regulations. The reasoning is that COVID isn't going to suddenly disappear, and waiting for that would restrict the liberties of the British people for a long time to come. Even as we report falling case numbers, there's still an average 2,200 people dying with COVID in the U.S. daily. So who are these people? Doctors say it's still mainly unvaccinated people, most of whom are in their 30s and 40s, who had no underlying health issues. A smaller percentage of deaths are among fully vaccinated and boosted people who are either older or have pre-existing conditions. We're all eager to put the pandemic behind us, or at least beside us, but the Cleveland Clinic says it's too soon to give the coronavirus endemic status. Doctors say they don't know if it's going to settle as a seasonal respiratory virus like the other coronaviruses, or mutate and come back as something worse. It's a game of wait and see. They say right now the precautions people take will most likely be based on their personal comfort levels. You may have heard it before, the place you're most likely to get sick is in a hospital. And it was thought that hospitals were an outstanding place to catch COVID as well. But a study has shown that the rates of acquiring COVID during a hospital stay were actually quite low, with only about 1.8% of patients contracting it during their stay, at the highest peak of cases in December 2020. In the United States, cases were down 65%, deaths are down 15%, and hospitalizations are down 42% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Tennessee, Maine, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. There are 27,255,881 active cases in the United States. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Marengo, Alabama, Manassas Park, Virginia, Pointe Coupee, Louisiana, Etowah, Mississippi, Bighorn, Montana, Perry, Kentucky, Estill, Kentucky, Floyd, Kentucky, and Butler, Kentucky. There have been 935,970 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Rhode Island at 80.3%, Vermont at 80%, and Maine at 78.2%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 50%, Wyoming at 50.5%, and Mississippi at 50.7%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.7%. Globally, cases were down 38% and deaths down 7% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 67,132,248 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: Russia, 152,337, Germany, 111,824, South Korea, 95,347, Turkey, 85,026, and Japan, 72,861. There have been 5,889,937 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to COVID 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the COVID 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff: shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.